What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Joe Off The Rock. And you are listening in to the Kingdom Games Podcast. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Joe Off The Rock here with my brother, the one and only Sammy Yells is in the building with us today. Hey, my brother Sammy Yells, how you doing?
Good, brother. Good. How's yourself?
Hey, I'm doing awesome as always. I gotta find a slogan to say when people ask me that, because this is the first time somebody's asked me. I'm having fun. God is good. Life is good out here in the islands. This is good. How's the family over there?
Everyone's good. Everyone's just been you know, with everything going on, it's been crazy. So I think we're at level 2 right now. So, you know, restaurants and stuff are slowly opening up. People are slowly going back to work and that. But it's cool. Like, you know, I've been in good spirits. Like, I know it's probably been a crazy time for a lot of people. And, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with them. But it's been a great time for me just to really kind of reevaluate myself, I guess I should say. And just... yeah, I just wanted to make the most of this time, but it's been good, bro. I'm in good health, loving life, and yeah, I've been able to spend more time with the family and stuff too. So less traveling at the moment, which is good. And, but life's been good, bro.
Yeah, definitely. I know, Samuel, you're a busy guy. it's been a while since we've visited the family. I've made some trips. Samuel is in Australia at the moment.
He's in Sydney,
Australia, and I made a tour a couple of times to visit and also put out that tattoo work, and I could never find him at home because he's always on tour. He's always on the road with the music. Samuel is a popular guy. You can find him online. And normally, I just want to go into your backstory. So, you know, a couple questions. I know I had a lot of people in the Kingdom Games community reach out and ask me some questions, so I could ask you the questions while we go through this podcast. But you were a lead singer of DSS back in 2011, and then you made that breakaway from the group.
Yeah, it was basically one of my girl cousins, one of the girl cousins, her partner, Samson, at the time, and also a nephew of mine's Dominic. We just, it was like a thing that we used to get together, just being young and, you know, wanting to, you know, get into the drinking and all that. And we just from jamming in the backyard, we formed this group called DSS. What a lot of people didn't know was DSS stood for our names, which was Dominic, Samson, and Sam. But then we kind of put a twist to it and just called it the Soul Sound, because we started this online thingy where it was called, where kind of everything took off from, like where we were doing like live jam edits in like different places and locations, and we'll cover songs of brothers like Spawn Breezy, Kavini Watai, Fiji, just to name a few, and not knowing that it was going to blow up. And then fast forward a few years later, you know, the boys were about to settle down and have families and that, but it was a big eye-opener for me. And
yeah,
that's why I wanted to continue the whole music thing. And yeah, I just kind of like took a full hand and just ran with it, because it was music. Like, I played rugby my whole life, and like music has always been there, but it was kind of something that I always kind of like ignored. But when that group was created, it kind of rejuvenated something in me and kind of gave me like it was like a kick of a reminder, like, man, you can't be wasting what God has blessed you with. So fast forward to 2020, you know, I've been enjoying, like, you know, doing a solo career, and at the same time being able to do other things on the side as well, like write for people and be part of other people's productions and stuff, which God has blessed me with. And yeah, man, that's how the whole DSS thing came about. And then fast forward, I became Samuel. Samuel is a name that was created from high school.
So what is Samuel, bro? Like, I mean, you're talking about Samuel. Is that?
Yep. So Sammy was just a name, you know, like at home. Yeah. Obviously, in Samoa, my name is Samuelu. So, a lot of the Balangi boys in school, when we played rugby and stuff, they call a lot of the Samoan boys. Sorry, I should say, would call me Elu instead of Samuelu in school.
Right.
And then our Balangi friends at the time playing in the rugby team, they couldn't say Elu, so they just said Owls. So Owls. That's where the whole semi. Yeah, they just called me Owls. So in high school, I've always been known as Owls, and yeah, so that's how, you know, Sammy Owls, and that's how my name came about.
Awesome.
I just ran with the name.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I mean, it was just a thing that you the hangout group, and you kind of took action, and you made it, branded it your own, right?
Yeah. It was crazy, because when we started that, it was so funny. Like, we used to busk. We used to be on the streets busking. So I still had my normal 9-to-5 job, but then every Friday and Saturday, we'll go to the city out here in Sydney and we'll busk. And it became like a usual thing every weekend. And then one random weekend, we was on our way to busk in the city, and we came across this Singaporean guy. Shout out to Moe from Questions. And he asked if he could film us. So he filmed us on our way to the city, and we did about like 12 takes while he filmed it. And then the following Monday, I get a call from one of the sisters, and they're like, "Hey, when did you guys do this video of you guys on the train?" And I was like, "What video?" You know? she's like, "Oh, it's all over online." And that's when Facebook kind of started.
Just started out, yeah.
And everyone was sharing it. And then, like, next you know, we started doing all these other videos. And if you look at these videos now, they have millions of views. And
wow.
It was a crazy time. But I'm thankful for those times. Like, a lot of trials and, like, a lot of hurdles and stuff around that time, because we're kind of lost of, like, we wanted to do music, but then we needed to have a job. So, like, we're just, you know, kind of young and kind of lost at the same time of what we were actually doing. But I'm thankful for those times, because, you know, it's what's helped me get to where I'm at now, to really think about it.
Hey, you mentioned that that even back then you kind of took after your passion, and you were torn in between the two, you know. But if you see the industry today, people still maybe have their jobs, but they're able to do other side hustles like yourself, you know.
Yep.
What is it now compared to, you know, more back then? Do you see a difference, you know, coming up from when you were there, let's say, 10 years ago and now?
Yeah, I think back then it was a lot harder. Yeah. Grew up for the 90s, and anyone who grew up through the 90s, you know, they'll understand how, like, technology wasn't a big thing.
Right,
and,
right.
You literally, like, you know, nowadays I always talk with my brothers, and, like, when we get to catch up and talk, and I always say, like, it's crazy how times is now. Like, you barely find kids outside even playing on the road. Like, they'd rather be inside playing on video games, you know what I mean? And a lot of their time gets sucked into it. And not to knock it, because I know some bros that actually make a living out of playing video games, which is, you know what I mean, if you find your passion in that, and, you know, it's something that you love, then, you know, I say, you know, go with it. But it's just crazy how technology's changed time. And I think if a lot of the generation now would actually see the advance they have now with the newer technology, you know, they'll use it to the best of their ability, because it's no longer about handing out CDs and you know, word of mouth. Like, everything's done online. Like, it's by a press of a button.
Yeah.
The only thing that still does remain, though, is hard work and keeping your head down and just, you know, trying to avoid all the distractions that come with it. Because, like, just as technology, like I was saying, just as technology has, like, changed a lot of things, it can change us as well as people. And if we're not aware of that, like, it's so easy to get caught up nowadays. I mean, you know what I mean? Like I said, everything's just, like, something that still buzzes me out is, like, something like Uber Eats. You know what I mean? Like, you're getting people bringing your food literally at your doorstep. And if that's not enough to tell you like how crazy the world is now, like, you know what I mean?
For real.
Legit. Just having like you're saying, like the power of social media now is it's powerful, like,
yeah. You
know what I mean? And I think for old head like me now, it's like, you know, living in the 2000s, it's like every year for me, like the way I see it, every year there's something new coming out, and you know, we just got to learn to adapt and go with it in a way where we need to understand that like hard work is still the way to go. But
exactly,
you know, it's, you just got to keep your head down and keep moving. Like, yes, exactly. Everything's at a press of a button, but it doesn't change the fact that that you don't have to work hard. Like, you still got to work hard. And I feel like the generation now kind of misinterpret that, yeah, of like the whole hard work thing. Like, they just feel like, oh, because I can do it from the comfort of my home, everything is going to be cool. But when you hit the real world and you realize, like, in terms of like income and having an income to even create a song or put the song out there, you know, I mean, it's only at those times where a lot of us start to realize, oh, damn, it, like, it's not just about the technology and the press of the button. It's about working hard and planning the next move. You know what I mean? But technology, bro, now with social media and everything, that's a powerful tool. And I encourage a lot of youngsters, like, if you know, whatever you're trying to achieve, to use that. Use social media like as a powerful tool. It's a powerful tool.
Yeah, I think I resonate with what you said. Like, hard work, you know, is core for whatever, you know, we need as genuine real artists. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you see any artist out there that is as truly consistently staying with it and being relevant, it's all hard work. You know, regardless of what genre they're in, they put in work every day. And so in these tough times, the people that don't put in hard work, they could get exposed for all of that, I guess, you know, that clout, whatever they call it, clout, you know? And you adapt, you know? And then that for me, it's just like you said, like the older you get, the more mature you get, you know, the more wiser you get, because you put in the work, you know, as a youth, because you were so hungry, you never wanted to quit. You wanted to make it work while, you know, people probably never seen the same vision. Your name will continue to go. You know what I mean? Like, you know, those times you sold your CDs to the boys down the street, and, you know, was it ever like, oh man, what are you doing? Stop that, you know, take you through those times. Like, what are you trying to do, man? You trying to be an artist? Did that ever happen to you? I mean.
Yeah, man. Oh, it's real funny, like, just hearing that, because I have not heard that in a while, like, that question. But it's something I went through as well, because I was just that kid, like, you know, I came from a real tough neighborhood. Like, we grew up in a real tough neighborhood back in New Zealand, a place called Otara in Crown Crescent. So, like, we never had much, you know, me and mom and dad was working 2 to 3 jobs just to make ends meet. You know, I had there's 6 of us. And as you can imagine, like, being in New Zealand, like, minimum wage at that time was like $12, I think, at the time. And I remember dad just being at a job for like 17 odd years, and like, he got a pay rise up to $15, and that really said a lot to me, you know what I mean, as a kid. And like, you know, when you hear the conversations of your my parents at the time, it was like trying to make ends meet and that. And it's moments like that when people say things like that to me, it goes in one ear
right
at the other,
right?
Because I'm just someone that I grew up in a place where I will never ever forget how I felt when hearing these conversations, or when seeing dad have to get up at like 3 a.m. to go to work, come back, have like 3 hours sleep, and then go to work again. It's like, me not, like, the way I saw it as a kid was, what I do from here is my thank you to them. So
yeah,
I hadn't gone through that, bro. Like, you know, I remember I was just that kid, like, while all the boys were wanting to go out and stuff, I was trying to find new ways on how to hustle. Like, I was trying to get my money up. Like, you know what I mean? That was just the type of person I was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I couldn't, I was always, I think it was just a few days ago, I was telling one of the boys about, like, we're just having a laugh about how in high school I used to be the guy that that everyone knew to go to get like a burnt CD.
Burnt CDs, so oh my God.
They give me a list of songs they want. Max 19, because Max 19. There was only 180 minutes on the CD. So I said, look, you can check in 19 songs, but I can't guarantee you that 19 songs. So whichever song you less want, put it at your 19. But that was me in high school, you know what I mean? I was always trying to find ways, and the boys will always see it as like, look at this guy, like trying to build his money to try and like create his first song, and like
he's trying to build his money to take his girlfriend out on a date.
Exactly, but it taught me a lot.
Yeah.
It was something that taught me a lot in life, like about you know, you don't you know, there's a saying, a closed mouth don't get fed, and that's something that I learned at a very young age, not from someone telling me, but just from me observing and soaking up everything, you know what I mean? Just seeing, like I said, everything mom and dad was going through, the struggle that we went through. Like, it was like Christmas if we had like tuna and rice back then, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So just fast forwarding it back to down now to the time that I live in now, it's just like, I'm so thankful for a lot of things, and so thankful that that I didn't go astray in a way,
right,
because I could have easily been caught up, you know what I mean? But I thank mom and dad for that, because I saw how much they were how much of a hard worker they were, you know what I mean? So that kind of just like thinged off to me, and I just, yeah, as a kid growing up, every time I heard that, I just kind of just, it just went from one ear to another, but it's gonna happen, you know what I mean, to anybody.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna have them moments. But you know what I mean? It's what you do. It's how you deal with it.
Yeah.
When it happens, you know what I mean?
Awesome.
That really kind of indicates where you'll end up.
Awesome. Awesome. That was beautiful, man. Hard work, you know, work ethic, grinding at a young age.
Yep.
And so, you know, fast forward today, solo artist, you know, with touring all over the United States with Fiji, Spawn Breezy, Rebel Soldiers. How are those guys? And you know, how was that for you early on, coming from Australia? How was it for you?
It was cool. Like, you know, shout out Big Fiji, man. There's so much I can say about Big Brother Feige, like, you know, but shout out to Big Brother Feige. Definitely someone that's paved the way for us. Mm-hmm. And also brothers like J-Book, Spawn Breezy. But it was a blessing, man. Like, I got to give a big shout out though to Spawn Breezy, because that brother right there, like, he's the reason I was able to touch those the U.S. borders and stuff. Like, he reached out to me, and I went on... I'll never forget when I got a phone call from DJ Peter Guns, and he's like, hey, listen, I got Spawn Breezy coming from the US, and he's asked if you wanted to do backing vocals for him. And like, I was at work at the time. I was like, man, you give me the word, man, I'm leaving this job right now. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get out of this 9-to-5. But it was a blessing. Like that phone call, I will always remember that phone call, because it's what changed. It was another like turning point in my life as well,
right,
because it that phone call like told me that what I was doing was right. Just keep believing in yourself, keep doing your thing. I know it's hard times right now, you know, trying to make ends meet, but that phone call meant a lot to me. And fast forward, I went on tour, was born back in 2010 and 2011, and then from there I met brothers Boog, our Big Brother Fiji, and been blessed to go on tour with the boys, you know what I mean? And then along the way, I started, you know, linking up with the Hawaiian brothers, like Rebel Soldiers, Molly, and it's it's just been like, for me, it's just been like a massive, I've just been a massive sponge and everything, like just soaking it all up. Because these guys are the ones that, for me, it's the guys that gave me the opportunity for people to hear the sound that was created, you know what I mean? Like the whole poly reggae. And yeah, bro, I've just been so thankful to be able to rub shoulders with those brothers and just being able to be myself at the same time, you know, like coming from Australia, mixing in with all the American boys, and you know, sometimes it could be hard to communicate, but the Hawaiian brothers, like Langa Sovea, can be my thing. It's always a good time when I'm with them, like always just like good laughs and stuff. But I've learned so much from them, and going back to hard work, you know what I mean, like those brothers work really hard to be able to do what they're doing, and that's why I look up to them a lot.
Yeah,
a lot, you know what I mean? Especially like Big Brother Fiji, Spawn Breezy, and Bug. Like, these are three brothers that I really, really look up to. And I just hope that, you know, that at my time now, that what I do from here, you know, we're at Island Reggae Festival, and I'll never forget hearing Fee saying about, saying, you know, in your time, he's talking to a few of us, like Finn Wall in the room, and he said, all he wants us to do is make sure that we send that elevator down, you know what I mean, to the next. And that really inspired me, like, so much. Like, yeah, it made me, it was from him saying that, it made me, like, look into other avenues of how I can do music as well, you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be more to just singing, right, or just writing songs. So since then, I've just been, like, you know, finding other avenues on how I can get more involved with my gift, you know what I mean? And yeah, it's a blessing to even be able to call those boys brothers, you know what I mean?
Oh man, that's cool.
Not a lot of people get to do that, but no. Yeah, it's something I take hold close to my heart.
Definitely. You mentioned, like, you know, you calling them on their first name basis, you know, you can Zoom call them and, you know, messenger them on a, just like that. And that's a great relationship that you built.
Yep.
So you said something that stood out about, you know, the other hustles besides just singing and writing. You know, how are you getting involved right now with the you know, other hustles in the music? You know, I know COVID-19 has hit us, but you're staying active. You know, how are you getting that done?
Yeah, well, I have like just other investments on the side.
Nice.
But a few things that I do on the side is, like, I do modeling for, like, Big Man Clothing. Shout out to Johnny Big, who's probably the biggest one right now that's holding it down for me. But yeah, I've been doing the whole modeling thing on the side and for Big Man, and it's been keeping me busy as well. And then on top of that, I've been, like, writing a lot for a few people and a lot of projects that are coming out. When all this is over, you know, that I've been able to get my hands in and be involved with, like, big labels like Sony and Universal. So really trying to get my feet in the door at the moment. But yeah, that's what's been keeping me busy. So a lot of my time's been invested on those two things, writing for people and doing the whole modeling thing on the side. So yeah, it's been, that's really been keeping me busy while all this has been happening. So
that's awesome. You know, confirmed model. Make sure you have a clause in your contract that you can model for exclusive by Out the Rock in the near future. When we come to Australia, you'll be our model, brother. No doubt that's going to happen. Be like, hey, there's the family. That's family card, bro. You got to come through. You've been an inspiration. I know at one point you were hard out in the fitness, and I know that's a comfort zone for us. We enjoy helping out a lot of people lose weight. Take us through that time, man. You know, how you dropped the weight, and now Johnny Big. I mean, that's a big accomplishment, you know, and that turning point in your life, you know, and how you could inspire the next, you know, Islander, because weight is a big struggle for us, there is that stigma that Islanders are just big people and we can never, get healthy. But it's not about, being skinny, it's about being healthy. And you've shown that throughout your journey, and it inspired us, we kept following the journey. How was that moment for you?
For Sambar, you being, a fitness guru yourself, bro, and it's the best feeling, you know what I mean? They say, look good, feel good.
Yeah.
And that phrase exactly there's a lot of truth in it, you know what I mean? And sadly, I had a knee rigor on my left knee, and kind of set me back a bit, and I kind of struggled to come back because it was my second one. But the feeling that I had at the time is it's unexplainable. Like, you just feel good. And when you feel good, you do good things. You think better. You just, it's one of those things. You don't know the feeling until you actually do it. You know, right. That sort of thing. And I loved it. It's something that I've just started, I've slowly started getting back into it since everything, with everything that's been going on. And every time that I've been working out lately, it's just been like, I'm always reminding myself about that feeling. And then every time I think about that feeling, it makes me want to get back to it sort of thing. But it's an incredible feeling, man. Like it's one of those, you just gotta, the only way to experience it is to actually do it. You know what I mean? And I know it's hard.
Right.
I could sit here and say that it's easy, but it ain't, you know what I mean? But I think it always comes down to who you surround yourself with.
Right.
They say you are who you hang with, you know what I mean? So I found that since being home, I've been hanging out, I've been around my siblings and that a lot. So, my sister and her husband, Sandra and Seto, they're right back in it, and I'm like encouraged by it.
Yeah.
Because I've been around them.
Yeah.
So it really is true. It's who you're with, you know what I mean?
Right.
Who you surround yourself with. I always, it's something that I always say, to anyone that I get the time to have a talk with is, just make sure that the people that you're around want to see you win.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you are who you hang with. It's, you know what I mean? So, if you're around people that are, that work hard and don't worry about the gossip and don't worry about what else is going on and just want to put in the work, that rubs off on you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Eventually, you find yourself doing it. So it really comes down to who you hang with and the whole fitness thing, man. I see you guys all the time too, bro. And for real, I'm always inspired, man. I'm always telling my siblings, every time I see a video, I was like, man, you see the cuzzies, man. we need to get on that level.
Hey,
we need to get on there, man.
We're all in this together, though. We're all in this together. That's awesome how you mentioned who you surround yourself with. That's definitely a big thing that we kind of me and my wife kind of keep our focus straight by pretty much it's just us and the people that want to see us win, see us succeed. Yeah. And you got to check your circle every day, constantly.
Yes, sir.
If you're people that are around you are not happy when you're winning, and then they're not honest to you when you're down, then you gotta reevaluate your circle, right?
Yes, sir.
So yes, sir. A lot of people are quick to judge you even more when you fall, but it's the people that are honest and that really have that love, to say, hey, try one more time or pick yourself up because it's only gonna get better from here.
Yeah.
And definitely, yeah, shout out to the family out there in Australia because they're always encouraging, they're always inspiring, they're always loving every time we come through. The Kingdom Gains is bringing it back to the kingdom. So I know this talent never just came out of a, hangout sessions Were you always this talented young?
And I had my turn in singing in church and all that. Yeah. It all started from there, bro. I ain't even gonna deny that. You know what I mean? And a lot of you poly boys that are doing music right now, you know that's where you started.
I know.
But it definitely started from, from church, you know what I mean? Like we're AOG, so Assemblies of God, so we got all the instruments going in church and that. So, growing up around that and seeing like the older generation doing that, it was just something that kind of passed down to us and we wanted to do it too. It all started from church. It definitely started from church.
Yeah, definitely kept the faith and encouraged me when I was in the house and we had our first evening church time. I was like, oh, they pulled out the guitar. Oh, they, I got some harmony going on the left side. Oh, wait, got Seth over there doing the bass. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a talented family. But yeah, moving forward, keeping that faith, is a core in a lot of the music. And as Islanders, think so? I mean,
yeah,
you see a lot of the talent. There's a big pool of talent in the islands, and the Islanders in general. What's your message to the youth? What do you encourage for? What do you encourage for the next generation coming up? Yeah,
in the music industry, just keep working. Just work hard. I know it's easy to say this, but you are who you hang with. You know what I mean? If you're gonna be surrounded by people that are not willing to do something with their lives or encourage you and empower you to better yourself and go forward, then like you said, bro, it's time to reevaluate and weigh out your options again and just really find what you're passionate about. It doesn't necessarily have to be music.
Right.
At the moment I'm kind of working on something on how I can help and other independent artists on the come up, showing them other avenues to, to be able to still do music and still make an income elsewhere, and be able to do more than just one thing that you love, but at the end of the day, just for me, it's just really, really comes down to who you surround yourself with and then believing in yourself, because you can easily get discouraged from just maybe seeing someone doing better. And my encouragement on that is like, do you, there's never going to be another you. So while you're on earth, you might as well just be you and live life to the best of your ability. And find what you're passionate about, find what you love. And don't let anybody else tell you that you can't do it. Cause there's so many people that I could name on here that a lot of people would have thought that would never be or amount to what they're doing now. But from, hard work always beats talent when talent fails to work. So just find what you're passionate about, work hard, and always have your whys,
Yeah.
Like my whys all the time is my mom and dad.
Awesome.
Like every time I feel like giving up, I just think mom and dad.
Right.
And I continue because it goes back to what I was saying, I came from nothing. I came from the struggle. I know what it's like to have nothing. And what I do, what mom and dad did from leaving the islands and coming to another foreign country and be able to give us a better life, what I do with it from here is my thank you to them. So I encourage you, your parents put you out into a foreign country where there's a lot of opportunities for us to be successful. What we do with it is our thank you to our parents, really, and also our thank you to ourselves, because if you work hard and do, and you love what you do, then that's all that matters, really. For me, that's all that really matters. If you love what you do, and you're surrounded by good people, that's what life is about. That's for me, that's what life is about, doing what you love and be able to be around the people that you love, and that you want to do life with. But just that's all I could say. Hard work will always be talent when talent fails to work. And I hadn't seen that
definitely
1,000 times in my career. So, yeah.
Awesome. So we've asked you a lot of questions. We never asked you if you were off the markets or on the markets.
On the what, sorry?
It's like, are you taken or are you single?
Oh! Yeah, hey, I know. Hey, listen.
There's a lot of ladies asking, bro. That's why I'm asking.
I'm not in the market, guys, but yeah, like, you know, I it's something that, like, the best part, I always say that, like, because all the boys, all my boys, is just like, hey, how you even doing the blah, 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 like, without nobody knowing? I was like, because the best part of me never makes the internet. Best part of me is never knowing. And that's just the way I've always been coming into this industry, coming into the music industry and everything else that I've been doing. It's just, yeah, I want to be able just to work and live my life and enjoy it.
Yeah,
if that makes any
not
sense.
Not everything,
bro,
needs to be out there, right? I mean,
yes, sir.
Some things you got to keep private, right?
Yes, sir. But
it's cool. I respect them, you know, and it's personal. Especially in this age of social media and everybody's just all over your business. And, you know, this society living in, you know, it's going to be at that point where a touch of a button, they see where you're at. So,
yes, sir.
That's cool. That's cool stuff. Man, I want to be respectful of your time, Samuel. I really appreciate you coming on the show and talking to the Kingdom Gains family. We gained a lot from you today. You talked about how technology is really advanced and, you know, stay true to your talent and trust yourself in the process and don't get distracted, because it's so easy to get into the distraction of the, you know, the fast TikTok life. Always believe in yourself. You mentioned that, you know, you have to take that leap of faith and to become a solo artist when at first it was just something you guys did for fun. And I took a lot of value out of that. You said build resilience, and the struggles that you endured as a child has made you the man you are today. So embrace those struggles. You know, your parents, you know, had to go through the struggles, and now you've appreciated. You took a different perspective on life, and I know the same works out for me because, you know, I was never given a lot of things growing up, so I resonate with that. And everything I want to repeat now is just to leave it to our Kingdom Gains family, because this is all about value. It's all about giving back. And there's always somebody out there that's listening in that's going to take that, you know, and maybe that's just the one thing they needed to hear to push them to the next level. So lastly, you mentioned don't compare. You know, you are the only version of you out there.
Yes, sir.
So embrace your unique talents and abilities. Embrace yourself in this all. And anything else that I'm missing out? Because this is so much bundle of good stuff coming from Samuel's. And that's not even talking about the music. We're not even talking about what's coming up with Samuel's music. Like let us be. Is he, no, you know, hitting charts all over Hawaii when I, like, in 2017 and, you know, hitting the number one charts out of Hawaii, even though he's from Australia, let us be. Oh, my gosh. That's my always go-to song when I'm tattooing. and people don't believe me. I'm like, that's my cousin. but I guess, you know, in today's day and age, if you're Samoan, you're everybody's cousin. And you're popular, somebody's cousin.
Right.
when I say he's my cousin, he's my cousin. Believe me. And you know that song, Let Us Be? That's my cousin. You're like, oh, yeah, whatever. Your cousin, Loco. What's up, Joe? But hey, it's official. Stamp today. We're cousin, my wife's family. So hey, it is what it is. You know,
it's family.
It's family, bro. It's family. He's paving it forward. Anything that coming out soon, the Spurs, like the next track or next solo album, or, you know, what do you want to share with us? And where can we find Samuel's?
Sir, I actually had an album ready to go before all this happened.
Right.
It kind of set back because I had music videos to go with basically all 15 songs, but I've taken a different route now because I'm independent. I basically choose when I want to release everything and do a thing. So I want to do right by my followers. And, you know, I mean, I say followers, I don't believe in the word fans, but I want to do right by my followers and that have been supporting me. Mm. And, you know, not just throw music out there. I want to give them something that they could remember me for, you know what I mean? For years to come. So, at the moment I got a single that I'm about to drop.
All right.
I'm looking at the new month. I got someone special from Hawaii who's on the song.
Okay.
A real close brother to mine. So, I don't want to spoil it right now, but, I got a new song that's coming out, and I actually wrote this song based on one of my sisters. So I'm excited to kind of share this with just with the world. New music. I got a lot of new music coming. Hey, I got a lot of special people that are on.
Oh my gosh, I'm hyped up.
I've been writing for a lot of people too.
I'm fired up.
I'm excited.
Don't forget to write a song about me one day, Uzi.
That's me, bro.
No, I'm just playing.
I gotta get that long chat, and I wanna think about that whole chat, bro.
I can't wait, bro. No, definitely, like you said, that Let Us Be track. I'm like, when you put it out, I was looking at the video, I was like, I know everybody he's talking about. So like I said, that hit the charts. So if you want to talk about something that also is personal to your life and you're mentioning that it's involving family, I know this is going to be one amazing song. Hey, if you're not following Samuel today, follow him on social media, follow him on Instagram, on Facebook, and where else can they follow you? On Snapchat or whatever, you know, what else do you want your followers?
You got the website, www.samuels.com. You'll find all the updates or shows. If you're looking to get work done, if you're looking for someone to create music for you, in terms of writing music for you, you can hit me up on my website or just hit me direct on my Instagram. I've got a lot of projects in hand, but always can make time for people who I find that's willing to work. So you can hit me up on any of my social media platforms, and I'm available.
My brother is a bundle of talent, and don't forget to check him out. Any last words? Shout out to the family out there, brother. Send my love to your mom.
Thank you.
And dad. Go Roosters. I had to put that on.
I have to disagree on that.
I got adopted, all right? I got adopted. Tell them I said that. Much love to you guys. Sandy and Setu and everybody.
Appreciate you.
Okay, anything else before we leave, brother?
I just want to thank you, bro. Thank you for having me on the podcast. Shout out to everybody who's been supporting. And, you know, it's never easy doing this thing independently, but I'm just thankful not only for, God's grace, but just for the support, you know what I mean? And thank you, brother. Thank you. Like, I'm always empowered and encouraged by just seeing the work that you do yourself, you know what I mean? And thank you for allowing me to come on here and just to, just to be able to conversate and share some good vibes, you know what I mean? And it's family, bro, and I appreciate this. And shout out to everybody who's been supporting over the years and that, man. Much love. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's your boy, Samuels. This is the Kingdom Gains Podcast. Much love, Mauso. You take care.
Much love, brother.
God bless. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Off The Rock Tattoos and exclusive by Off The Rock. We are about quality, not quantity. Contact us today for your next free consultation.